There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Very pleased now to talk to Robbie Greenfield of the ARN sports team. Robbie, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. We should talk about football, first of all, because Richard Dean put his clogs on and flew off to Wembley to watch Manchester United versus Chelsea, and he didn't come away a very happy man. What's the story?
No, I'm sure he did not. And the story is that Chelsea are champions of the FA Cup, and they leave, or at least Antonio Conte, tipped to leave the club, very heavily fancied that Chelsea will part company with the Italian manager. He's won them yet another trophy. Last year, it was the Premier League. This year, despite a very poor season domestically in which the defending champions finished fifth in the Premier League, they went all the way to FA Cup success. They did so in a gritty, turgid, not particularly enjoyable game. Not easy on the eye, this one, Malcolm, at Wembley Stadium yesterday evening. It was against Manchester United. Chelsea got them on the break with a beautiful run from Eden Hazard. He turned inside Phil Jones, forcing the England defender to commit a foul, which was a blatant penalty. Then Hazard got up, tucked away the penalty very astutely indeed, and then Chelsea then put their backs to the wall and effectively defended with nine players behind the ball for the remainder of a match where Manchester United just didn't have enough guile, they didn't have enough creativity going forward in order to force an equaliser. Paul Pogba wasted their best chance when he headed wide of an open goal late on in the second half. But it will be a recrimination for Manchester United. Jose Mourinho tried to point the finger at Chelsea, tried to accuse them of playing far too defensively. He said that the best team lost the final.
I know, outrageous whinge fest.
A massive whinge fest from Jose Mourinho. It's the same old thing, really. It's always something. It's never his fault. And the fact of the matter is that Manchester United just couldn't find the breakthrough, and they didn't have the players at their disposal. He was moaning as well that Romelu Lukaku hadn't been fit, and it was difficult to play without a target man. Yeah. They've spent over £300 million, Malcolm, in the off season. You'd think they would have found the talent necessary to cause to create a few more chances for goal-scoring opportunities in a match such as this one. But the reality is that Chelsea are the champions. Manchester United go back to the drawing board. The irony is that while Mourinho will be given a lot of money to spend during the summer, it looks like farewell for Antonio Conte. We wait for news coming out of Stamford Bridge. I wonder how long they're going to wait before they part company, given the fact he's just won them the FA Cup.
I was going to say, tell me why. I know that there's been stories all year about Conte and his relationship with the squad. But, you know, we saw last year at Arsenal, they won the FA Cup, and Wenger got another year on his contract, another 2 years, in fact, and stayed on. Why do you think that won't happen here at Chelsea? Because, after all, he won the Premiership last year, FA Cup this year. He's not doing too badly.
Very different clubs, Malcolm. That is the reason. Roman Abramovich, as we know, has absolutely no qualms whatsoever in pulling the trigger on managers, despite the success that they've brought in a previous season. It happened with Carlo Ancelotti. He won the double. Then Chelsea finished second the following year, and he was summarily sacked in a stairwell at Goodison Park, was the distinguished Italian coach. What about Roberto Di Matteo? He won the Champions League for Chelsea back in 2012 and left just a few months into the 2013-14 season. So it really is, it's Roman Abramovich all over. And the thing about Antonio Conte is, since that whole affair with Diego Costa, in which a text message was sent to the Spanish player, I beg your pardon, saying that his services were no longer required, leading to a protracted and drawn-out standoff between the player and the manager. Just things have not been well at Chelsea. They're quite a dysfunctional club. They tend to exist in a period of almost constant turmoil. And the ultimate result is that the manager gets changed and they bring in a new guy and they switch things up that way. They've had a lot of success doing it. And the world of football is convinced that it is curtains for Antonio Conte. Maybe we're wrong, but it'll be interesting to see what news comes out of Stamford Bridge in the summer.
I tell you what, when Rangers in Scotland got back into the Scottish Premier League, you kind of thought they'd be offering immediate competition to Celtic, but it hasn't worked out that way because Celtic won the Scottish FA Cup to secure a historic treble there.
They did. This was historic because this is the first time that any Scottish side has won successive domestic trebles. That is six trophies unanswered. Celtic have now reached a plateau where they are so far apart and above the competition over in Scotland, that they're winning everything that is available to them. And, you know, you say, well, yeah, they're the best team, of course they're going to win, but you've still got to go out and do it. You've still got to go out and produce these performances, either in the league or in the cup finals, as they did yesterday, beating Motherwell 2-0. There were goals from Callum McGregor and Olivier Nitcham in this match, and it was a fairly resounding 2-0 victory. Both goals scored in the first half. And Steven Gerrard, the Liverpool legend, yeah, who's come in to take over Rangers, what a job he's got to bridge that gap.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic to watch that Celtic, the Old Firm rivalry next year with Steven Gerrard at the helm of Rangers. Whether or not he can, I mean, he's young, he's fairly new to coaching, and whether he can actually inject that bit of something that Rangers has been missing. Let's move on to cricket now. Kolkata claim the third playoff spot with one game remaining in the IPL.
Yes, absolutely, Malcolm. Yeah, Calcutta Knight Riders, they beat Sunrisers Hyderabad in a thrilling game. Sunrisers made 172 in their 20-over innings. Calcutta came storming back. It was knocks from Chris Lynn, 55 from Robin Utapa, 45 from him, and from Cody Kartik scored 26 knocks out that helped Kolkata Knight Riders to over the line and, as you mentioned, into that playoff spot. And let me just give you the permutations, because as ever in the IPL, it's extremely complicated going into the final day of the regular season. This is before the 14 playoffs. So the three teams that we've got in the playoffs thus far: Sunrisers Hyderabad, what a season they've had so far. Chennai Super Kings returning from that ban, and Kolkata Knight Riders. Now, the teams that can get into that final spot are Mumbai Indians. They're the favourites because all they've got to do is beat Delhi Daredevils today, and they're in, given their net run rate. The Rajasthan Royals, who will hope that Mumbai Indians do not beat Delhi Daredevils, in which case they can still hang on to that fourth spot that they occupy at the moment. And the Kings 11 Punjab need all sorts of help, because they need Mumbai to lose and they need to beat the Chennai Super Kings by a huge margin today in the final game in order to clinch that final playoff spot. But lots of dramas are coming in the IPL.
One team that we know won't be making it is Bangalore.
Definitely not. Virat Kohli livid with his batsman after yet another abject display. And, well, Virat, you need to look in the mirror, my man, because you also made four runs in that innings, in that chase, and it's all very well and good blaming your teammates, and maybe he took a little bit of that responsibility onto his own shoulders. But RCB collapsed in their match against Rajasthan Royals. As I mentioned, Rajasthan occupying that final playoff spot. It was a lose and be eliminated, win and stay in it kind of match, and the RCB could not chase down 164. Virat Kohli made four. AB de Villiers, look at the batting talent they've got at their disposal. The brilliant South African, he made 53, but that was really the one shining light in that innings by Royal Challengers Bangalore, and they are out of this season's competition, man.
Robbie, let's talk basketball. We don't often talk basketball. Maybe we should talk more about it, but you got some news.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the reason we're talking about it is that the conference finals are coming to a head. And the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Celtics in the East. We've got the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, against the Houston Rockets in the West. And these teams, the winners of these two matches, or these two series, I should say, will meet in the NBA Finals. The Cavs were all but out of it, 2-0 down to the Celtics. If they'd lost this game last night, no team in playoff history in the NBA has come back from a 3-0 deficit. But LeBron James, the best basketball player on the planet, he inspired the Cavs to a wonderful win, a thumping win, in fact, 116-86 in their home court. James had 27 points and 12 assists. Kevin Love played well as well. And that just spices up the series now, because it's now the Boston Celtics 2, the Cleveland Cavaliers 1. And things are getting pretty exciting over there in the U.S., Malcolm. I'm not a huge basketball fan myself, but I've even been drawn into this. It's all heating up quite nicely.
Now, listen, what is also heating up, or what is about to heat up, apart from the weather, is the fact that you're going to actually be taking or giving a chance for people to go to Wimbledon this year.
Absolutely, yes. Our Stellar Sports Quiz is back at Barasti. It's this week, Malcolm. Anyone who attended our first quiz at Barasti last summer, I think we had one in August, and it was an 8-week run. It was tremendously popular. We had a lot of people come down there. We were averaging about 25 teams each week, and it's the same deal. It's the same amazing opportunity to win an incredible prize as well, because a team of four, and it is a maximum of four players, you can register at the door, you can come down free of charge and take part in the quiz. The team of four will win an all-expenses-paid trip to Wimbledon. That is flights on a Virgin Atlantic, that is three nights accommodation, and that is People's Monday tickets on Court 1 as well. So the fourth round matches, one of the best days to go to the All England Club due to the fact that you see such high-caliber matches and you get an awful lot of tennis as well, because there's still so much tennis to be played on that Monday. So you've got to come down, you've got to round up your brainiest friends, certainly when it comes to sport, grab some ringers and join us down there on Barassi. It's this coming Wednesday it starts, Malcolm, the 23rd of May, 8 until 10 p.m, free of charge to come down and join in, and we hope to see as many people down there as possible.
And it's absolutely highly competitive. Don't I remember from last year that you had some controversy with Numbergate, people trying to sneak extra people onto their teams?
There was all sorts of controversy. There was mobile phone usage. There was a finale in which the final round, which was an eliminator round, decided the entire quiz. So it is horrendously competitive, we try and make it as difficult as possible, within reason. Obviously, we don't want it to be impossible, but we want it to be challenging. And I must say, I was impressed with the level of knowledge. Some of those guys who attended last year could put me and Chris out of a job.
Robbie, thanks very much indeed, and thanks for you still in the job as co-host of Sports Tonight, Robbie Greenfield. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, Malcolm.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.